USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Waves of Russian missiles continue to pound military training bases close to Ukraine's western border with NATO member Poland, killing at least 35 people. The strike followed Russian threats to target foreign weapon shipments that are helping Ukrainian fighters defend their country against Russia's invasion toward Kyiv. The Ukrainian military is prepared for the bigger fight.
They will fight from every basement. They will lose tanks every street, every block, every crossroad.
Here in the United States, the fighting in the streets continue as police in New York City and Washington are jointly investigating the shootings of five homeless people across both cities they say may have been committed by the same suspect. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are investigating the similarities between the two sets of shootings. And it's March 14th, also known as Pi Day, so enjoy your pie or your math, whichever you prefer. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
It looks like Uber customers will have to pay more to cover higher gas prices. Starting Wednesday, riders will be charged an extra 45 to 55 cents per trip, and Uber Eats deliveries will cost another 35 to 45 cents delivery charge. Uber says the surcharges will be in effect for at least the next 2 months or until gas prices start to come back down. Pfizer now plans to submit data to the Food and Drug Administration for a fourth COVID shot soon, and they say they're working on a vaccine that may protect against all coronavirus variants. Here's CEO Albert Bourla speaking on CNBC.
I think we are going to submit to FDA a significant package of data about the need for a fourth dose, and they need to make their own conclusions, of course, and then CDC also to see it. Clearly, there is a need in an environment of Omicron to boost the immune response.
Bourla's comments came exactly 2 years after COVID was declared a pandemic by the World Health Organization. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Normally, you're trying to fight mosquitoes, but there are two states that are looking to add mosquitoes.
A British biotech firm received approval from U.S. regulators to release over 2 million genetically modified mosquitoes in Florida and California as part of an expanded effort to combat transmission of diseases like Zika, dengue fever, and canine heartworm. The experimental public health effort, which still requires final approval from state regulators, follows the 2021 release of over 140,000 genetically modified mosquitoes in the Florida Keys by British biotech firm Oxitec. Oxitec said its genetically modified male and thus non-biting mosquitoes actually help reduce the overall population. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
And William Hurt, the Oscar-winning actor, best known for his performances in Body Heat, Kiss of the Spider Woman, Children of a Lesser God, Broadcast News, and The Big Chill, has passed away. He was a few days shy of his 72nd birthday. Hurt's son, Alexander, said in a statement that his father died peacefully at home in Portland, Oregon, from complications from prostate cancer. And former President Barack Obama has tested positive for COVID-19. He tweeted that he's feeling fine, and other than a scratchy throat, he continued to remind people to get vaccinated, even as the number of cases in the U.S. goes down. The former president said the former First Lady, Michelle, tested negative. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.